maybe for pecans, they found a pretty good way to part. Maybe the other far part is the length of this living room, you know, because they allow for a big spread in the trees, you know.
What other kind of trees do you have around here?
Well, really, pecan trees is about all I have around here now, kind of in the orchard farm, and don't have many of them.
What are those out there I can see in the hay meadow? Well,
they do have plums. Well, those trees in the hay meadow are just trees, just shade trees. One's the elm tree and one's the pine tree, I think, just shade trees.
What other kind of trees like that do you have that grow around here?
Oh, oaks and elms and pecans and hackberries and blackjacks and mulberries and just, I don't know how many kind of, but sweet gums and, I said cottonwoods.
You didn't say cottonwoods, but...
Well, we do have cottonwood. They're a great big old softwood tree. And a willow. We have lots of willows, especially around the bottom. And we have a terrible lot of ash trees. They grow on the hill and bottom, too.
Is a cottonwood the kind that has the big white, scaly bark that pulls off?
Yeah. It has a lot of loose bark on the outside.
Is that called anything else?
Not that I know of.
Like a sycamore? Never heard
of it. Well, now listen. A sycamore. A sycamore is that tree that I'm thinking about that bark is so loose on it and pulls off.
The
cottonwood's a little bit different. It don't have that bark. It comes off like the sycamore, not as much. But they grow great big old trees and they grow around the bottom mostly. Nearly all of them grow around the bottom. But the cottonwood is the one that has that old loose bark on it and it just rub off, you know, and it's the old trees pull quiet. But it's a soft tree, cottonwood, and that other tree that's talking about.
Well, do you have any of those kind of bushes that grow along fences or sometimes and they have bright red leaves that turn red early and have berries in them? People used to use them for tanning leather or dyeing.
Oh, they have those little bushes that has those bright red berries on them, but I don't know what they call them.
You ever heard of calling them like a sumac or something?
Well, we have a sumac bush, but I really don't know whether that's what you had reference to about making the dye and stuff out of. I really don't know. We do have what they call a sumac bush, but I don't know too much about it. I never have paid much attention to them. But I've seen those little bushes. They said it was a sumac.
Do they make you break out?
Not that I know of. I wouldn't know, though, as far as I know. Now, we have something that will make you break out that grows around the pasture. It's not a tree, but it's a bull nettle.
Bull nettle?
Yeah. Oh, good night of mercy. They grow up about all the way from this high on up to this high, and they just, you just run against them. You take the boys or kids when they used to go barefooted, you know, and bare-legged. I tell you, they just never have a fit when they run into a bull nettle. You know, just sting and break you out and just turn you, get you red and just itch and itch and itch. They're a bad thing, bull nettle. And they have a little seed on them. It's good to eat. They have a little seed, and you can take that seed after they mature. And we used to eat bull nettle seed. Kids did, you know, just... Yeah, good to eat. The little kernels in the seed, just kind of like eating hickory nuts or something like that, you know, or peanuts.
Well, do you have any other things that make you break out like that to grow?
Well, we have a poison oak vine. I mean, it's real bad, and there's not everybody that they break out. But when you're allergic to poison oak, it's a bad thing. You can't a kid can hardly get out in it in the woods in the spring of the year if you're allergic to it. Without getting on you. And it'll just break you out into just whelps and they'll just swell up and run, you know, just terrible. Just each day you have to doctor them. Sometimes I've known of, well, I've had to go to bed myself with poison. I just had it so bad on my body that I'd have to go to bed and doctor.
Is any different kinds of that, or just that?
Well, there's different kinds. There's some kind of what we call poison oak. It's not poison. What I mean is, it's in the poison oak family, you know, it's those vines, it looks kind of like poison oak, but there's just certain kinds of it that's the worst.
Do you have a certain number of leaves or something?
No, not that I know of. It may have, but I don't know. I never did pay much attention to it. I did not examine it, because I was one of the ones that was allergic to it. And the funny thing about that, maybe a child will have it,